So, how has baseball changed over the years? What's the biggest
Well,
change you've seen?
every time somebody mentioned money, I don't want to listen to that. They didn't put a gun to Calvin's face or the Yankees' face. The agent says, "Okay, you want to have an agent? We want $10 million." Well, like I say, Curt Flood messed this game up by free agent stuff like that. We didn't. They said, "Well, we're holding us hostages." Nobody asking these players to sign. They happen to be good, I grant you that. But nobody says, "Oh, we don't want to play for the Dodgers or the Yankees. They don't offer no money." Hey, you go to Kmart, you don't have to work for Kmart. I mean, nobody held your gun to your face. You want to work for Kmart or Best Buy or something? You go where you like to go. We're not slaves no more, you know. These people think you're slaves, but they're not slaves. You don't have to play, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And like I say, the only thing, another change, I don't like these rules. I don't know when Babe Ruth invented this game, but not Babe Ruth, Doubleday. I know I've been in the game, I think it's 140 years. I've been in the game half this time. And I said, when I first started, I never, they had to work in the wintertime. Now they don't have to work in the wintertime. They don't even work in the summertime. They don't even see the check. It goes directly into the bank. If it wasn't for us, the economy would be down, because if they took all that money out and put it underneath the cover. But I mean, these rules change. Now, I don't care what they say, they want to do it right. That's why I don't like it. It takes 3 hours to play a 2-1 game. Because the pitches go down, pitch count, they pitch a one hitter, and then he'll take him out and bring in this. When you have a left-handed hitter and you got a right-handed pitcher, and you got to change to bring in a left-hander against a left-hander. I said, "Tony, when you was with me in Dallas, did we change pitcher?" "No." "Did you hit against a left-handed hitter?" "When?" "Yeah." They didn't do all these changes. I said, "You got to have 15 pitchers to pitch one game."
The games are getting longer every
I know,
year.
I tell you about it. That's why I go home in second inning. I don't want to see what's going to happen. I watch the same thing on TV, watching Bert and Dick Brimer, and oh, gee, man. They got all the answers.
Yes, they do.
I just want to be in this game long enough, and it might happen tonight or tomorrow night or so. I want to see how this book is going to end. It's got to be a starter, right? It's got to be an end, right? We're getting about it's like Trump doing this. I know you might be a Trump man, but eventually, if he has to worry about Korea, Korea is just as cheater as we are. In other words, they don't want to fight. They just move next missile, they're good about it. And it ain't that way. I mean, I'm not saying nothing about politics, but nobody wants to blow up each other.
No,
I mean, we
no,
have enough trouble with the snowstorm. If Trump was a
they
good guy, he'd stop the snow.
don't.
But we can't do nothing about that. But
Or get the electricity restored in Puerto
yeah,
Rico
it's like they're worrying
from the
about this. And,
hurricane.
I mean, oh, why don't other countries do? I don't know. It's because everybody wants the United States to do everything for them. I mean, you know, we want them to do this. They said, "No, I don't know what they say, but all they're saying, why should we do it when you suckers are doing it? Why should we do? We ain't as smart as you are, you know." But that's, I don't want, you know, that's probably, but like I said, the worst thing about baseball, other than this Curt Flood deal, you know, about this and that, because it started all this free agent stuff, and soon, it's happened before, you know, last 5 years, right when you become a free agent guy or whatever, they trade you, let that poor sucker play for it. Like the Yankees doing Miami, and not Yankees, but they made this trade.
Yeah, the Yankees, Miami, to
Miami.
get Stanton.
Now, he must have knew before he bought this thing that you better not dump that club, because fans run this game. Like somebody, and a couple of them owners, not ownerships, but them, like Best Buy, them people's
supporting
big
it.
money, is you don't come in up and before they even play the first game, "Oh, I'm going to get rid of this guy, I'm going to get rid of that." "What are you getting for this guy?" "Oh, a Class A ball player." Jesus Christ. We got 180 of those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And you know how long it takes to get to the big leagues? Well, it used to be never, never, never. But now if you hit 200 and double A ball, you're in the big leagues because you need this guy for somebody else. Somebody might have a sprained toe. Well, we better bring this guy because we can't put a Band-Aid on this guy. This guy goes on a disabled list, you know.
Yep.
And when you get 40 pitchers all year, even we ran out of pitchers in AAA. We had to start going down to AA pitching, you know, back and forth. And yep. We should have bought an plane to transfer.
Get our own airlines.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, if a guy can't pitch in AAA ball, if he's just so-so, we don't need him to come up here. To be sent back down and come back up,
yeah.
Pitch one or two games. Oh, this guy's ready to go now. When you go to school, you have to go 12 years of school to figure out how to get to high school, right? Yeah. Well, these guys can't learn how to pitch by just going to Rochester for 3 or 4 games, right?
Yeah.
If he's that smart, he shouldn't have left the big club. They should have just, I can do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a little bit different now than it used to be.
Yeah.
But
and it's Taylor Wade.
What about the instant replay? What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Why is that?
One reason, we got 4 umpires, right?
Yep.
And they're right there on the play. It ain't like they're in left field or center field, right? You gotta run like basketball, you gotta run down the court. Now, if they can't get it right, sure, you're gonna miss a call now and then, but the reason why, not because of that, they want to do it right, right?
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, you hear it bitching when you're watching TV, and Bird would be the first one. Hey, not Bird, the other guy.
Bremer?
Yeah. Hey, Bird, was that a strike or was that a ball? Well, have Rich, if they want to do it right, I know it's going to take 6 hours, but go to replay. You know, if you're going to want to do anything right, first base, second base, shortstop, a home run over the left field, it might be hair then. Well, I'm person. It's human beings like anybody. Why don't they get some robots up there and do it? But if you're going to do it right, do everything right. Don't do first
certain
base, second base.
Damn.
Because walking these batters could be just as bad as missing first base, right? If you're going to do it right, you got to do it right.
Yeah, it's...
And like AJ told me when this thing about catching, he said, you don't want to catch, why change the rules? It's been like that ever since Doubleday invented sliding the home plate. How are they going to get it right? If you don't block, that's why you got chest protector. You don't even need a chest protector. If you got to do this.
Yeah.
That's what... And AJ with him, I don't care how many catchers you've seen in the big leagues. AJ's the only person I've seen when they break a bone in your hand, they was on disabled list only for 2 weeks. I said, how come you don't like Joe Mauer? He takes a month off. Well, gee, man, you don't know what pain is. He said, I should have had a concussion 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Yeah. You don't see me going out with concussion. That's what we got a helmet for.
AJ was a tough bird.
He is. I talk to him all the time. He's my buddy. He says, anything I can do, let me know. I said, I don't like to bug people. I'd rather have a nice conversation.
Where does AJ, is he live down here in Florida?
He lives in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why he retired, because the kids and Lisa, that's his wife. I've been knowing them for at least 20 years, maybe 25. I don't know. I had to be at least 20, because he just turned 40 last year. He's 41 now, so I've been knowing him since he was 18 or something like that.
Wow. Tom Kelly.
I had him as a player and a coach and a manager.
What was Tom Kelly like as a player?
I told him, I said, you can't hit. I don't know why we got him from Milwaukee. We didn't draft him. He came from Milwaukee. He couldn't. And I knew his dad. And when we started going bad, and I told his dad before he died, I said, I feel sorry for TK. I said, these people wanted him to do, you know, win the game. He said, Wayne, poor TK, he was dealt with those cards. If you don't, I can't hit for them guys, or I can't pitch for them guys. I can only do so much. You know, I mean, he's right. It's just, we lost not 100 games, maybe 90 games or something like that. And he said, well, we had a bad year. So He just told me, he said, "Wayne, that's the car you were dealt."
Yeah.
And when he ran the dog track, you know, the old man, I said, "Give me a hint so I can make some money." He says, "Best way I can give you a hint about these dogs, the horses, keep the money in your pocket and you won't lose it." Yeah, we talked a lot about it. And you know, like I said, I've been on TK was.
TK liked to go to the dog track.
Oh, yeah, gee, man. He'd rather go out there. The dog tried to come here, but I tried to get him here. He said, "Nah, I've seen enough of this. I watch enough of that when I come down spring training. I don't need to come over there and watch these guys." I told these guys last night, the rookies, I said, "Don't leave town, you know, after they leave Sunday." I said, "Stick around. You may want a job with the big club pitching, you know, because pitchers now, they pitch till they're about 50 years old."
Yeah. They're getting up there in age, yeah. You know, they let them pitch. But, you know, they don't pitch many innings anymore.
That's what I told Jim a lot of times. I said, when you went with the Yankees with Joe Torre, did Joe ever say, "How many pitches did he make?" He did that twice. And you know what I told him? I said, "What'd you say, Jim?" He said, "I can watch by my eyes. If he can't throw strikes or give up home runs or bases, I don't pitch. I don't go for this pitch count." In other words, if they're pitching good, if he's got 150 pitches, let him stay in there. If he throws 30 pitches and getting bombed, I think you better take him out. I don't need a stopwatch
to tell me
how bad this guy is.
Why do you think there's so many arm injuries, these Tommy John surgeries?
Well, it starts
now
with the kids, and nothing against the kids. But these doctors, when this and that, I don't feel. First thing they do, well, let's do Tommy John surgery. Then you're out for 2 years. They don't know the difference in hurting or just tired. You know, and they look at the arm and just like me when I had a gallbladder tear. That was about 25 years ago. I get on his table. He starts doing the ultrasound. I said, "What's wrong with me, Doc?" He said, "Well, two things. You could have a gallbladder also." I said, "Oh, that's nice. You're going to cut me here, and that might not be the reason."
Good choices.
I had two choices. I'd go 50-50. Yep. But I was with a doctor in Montgomery. One of our pitchers got hurt, and we were just shooting a breeze, you know, while he's in there doing something. And he says, "Wayne, you know them pitchers." We're talking about pitchers now, not hitters and nothing like that. He said, "They don't know. They're not using arms like a nurse or some other guy doing a job, just pumping gas." And
right.
Them pitchers are always doing this. You got this and that. And they don't understand it. They don't understand what's wrong with their arm. I mean, the only person I knew that wouldn't actually know what's going on is Dr. Andrews. He's a doctor out of Columbus, Georgia. And we had one outside Charlotte I knew before I knew Andrew. He used to repair guys' arms, you know, when they got shot up in Korea. Mm-hmm. And two doctors in this world that can repair them people. Dr. Andrews, I don't know why he's still alive, because he's got to be in his 90s, because I've been knowing him since. Danny Thompson, remember Danny Thompson?
Yeah.
Well, he had a bad...
He had leukemia.
Yeah, well, he had that, and he had when he broke his leg and arm and face in a collision at home plate, and it was bad. And he had him on the operating table 15 minutes while I get in the hospital. Usually they got to wait for consent, but he knew what was going on. He knew how to do it. And matter of fact, he, like you say, he died. I didn't know it until about 5 years ago that his wife passed away too with cancer.
Oh.
I was one that got people's kin, Danny. But he came to my wedding on crutches. This was like a week. I said, "What the hell are you doing? You're getting married." I said, "We could have done this in your hospital room." But I love Danny. I was broken hearted, you know, and died. It's just that, like you say, with all these injuries, it goes to, even though when you're in high school, I've heard people say, "Well, the kid was pitching 14 and had arm trouble and had Tommy John surgery." They don't know nothing. I mean, nothing against doctors, but they don't do a history on them. They didn't know if he was a pitcher or a football player or a basketball player, just I don't feel good. Let's cut on it. That's all they want to do is they're happy with the knife.
It seems like the tough way to go. You're out so long afterwards. Well, that's true, but,
you know, the kids won't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? They wouldn't know of Tommy John surgeries and Harmon Kilbrew's operation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I would say, not everybody, I would say at least 10% of the people who get Tommy John never come back like they were. I'm not saying everybody's great, but there's always that 10% that could this guy pitch without the Tommy John surgery. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
Just because you don't know the difference in hard or throwing a pitch that you're not supposed to pitch. Like, everybody wants to pitch like a bird, blah, when they're 10 years old or 12 years old. But they don't listen. They go out and the high school coach, do this, do that, do that. The hell with it.
Starters nowadays, don't last very long in the game. You're lucky to get 6 innings out of them.
I'll take 5. I used to tell them guys, Gibson and there was another guy, Duffy. Yeah. I say, I'll see you in 4 innings because you know you're not going past the 4th inning. How you know? I can tell. He said, what time would food be ready? It'd be ready by the time you get out.
Yeah, that's, I'm doing some work on the Twins History website that I work on, and, you know, looking at those pitchers and they're pitching 11 inning complete games and, you know, things like that.
Well, that's why I'm going to get this out. I'm glad you're doing Historico because, like I say, when I've been there since 63 when I was in Dallas, I didn't know but a couple of guys, you know, from the year before. Now, it was with the Angels and stuff, you know, how ball players are. I won't say I'm the smartest guy in the world, but when you ask me about the Puckets and the Herbags and the Minchers and the Rosaleses and the Harmons and the pitch of, you know, Frankie
right.
Viola's and stuff like that. I mean, I can't go back to the 40s because I wasn't even hardly born then, but when they came from Washington to Minnesota, I only missed 2 years, not because of that. I was in Dallas with the 1963 team, and that was only maybe a year or two, you know. And now I don't know anybody other than yourself now, like a radio or TV person. I don't want to talk to them guys. I mean, nothing against them personally, but Dick's got the answers. If I was listening, if I go by what he says, I'd be in a nut house. And Bert's good too, but the only thing about it is something's wrong with the Twins organization. I'm not saying it is. He throws a curveball, but they don't let him do anything in Florida. I mean, you know, spring training, you could show them guys. You could still do his job and we could still have another pitching coach. Let him do this. I can show him the curveball better. Now, these guys up here in minor leagues, they don't know what a curveball is. They say a 4-finger fastball, 3 fingers this. I don't know what the hell.
Split finger.
Whatever happened, I thought a split finger fastball, I just thought they cut their freaking fingers off. I mean, what happened to the sliders? And they don't say nothing about that. And that's why I don't listen to Dick. And I mean, Bert's a good guy, but once he got in the Hall of Fame, he changed. I'm just saying he gets to speak more now. Not that Dick Bremer would listen. They argued anyway, you know.
Yeah.
If Bert says this, Dick will say, no, it ain't a strike, ain't a ball, this and that.
Sure.
If I listen to Smalley, I would go crazy. He's telling these guys, when I hit, that was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
They hit differently.
Yeah.
You know, when I played, he said, well, I would do this, I'd bunt this way. I said, the only guy who knows how to bunt was Rod Carew. And he told me about 3 years ago before he had the heart thing. These guys don't want to listen. I tried to show them how to do it. They look at me like, who in the fuck are you? You know.
Yeah.
Just like Jim Lemon. He was a good hitter. When he was in rookie ball, showed them guys how to hit out of college, out of high school. He said, hell, I talked to you all night long, you still don't listen, you know. And I remember that before I quit the minor league, but I couldn't take it no more, was these guys coming out of college. I said, what do you think? I'm looking for a bat with hits in it. I said, I had Rod Carew. He said he could. I said, I told him about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I said, he could grab a broom handle and get three hits. And you get the goddamn bats and you can get a goddamn one for 50. Ain't the batters the batters. Ain't that right, Bingham? My kind of job, you know, clubhouse man, trainer, you bound to lose something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Wayne, what kind of interesting experiences have you had in the clubhouse? Has somebody come in all upset about what happened in a game and started wrecking a clubhouse or anything?
I would say not in the last 10 years, because they don't do that no more. Not that, not mad. Because, you know, you eat in the clubhouse. That's all they do. They like to win. But they can't hurry up, put their hat down and go in, you know, lunch. Nobody fights anymore. Huh. I mean, not for us.
Things have changed.
Saying, yeah, like I say, they make too much money to punch somebody out.
That's for sure.
I'm just saying this. I got to say one thing about Twins. We never get into a fighting situation. And we never get with the mad manager. He never gets mad. I mean, you know, you lose something. But them kind of games just done away with, change or whatever you want to call it, is because, not that they shouldn't get mad at players if they screw up, but most of the time the players get more money than the manager.
They
say, well, why are we fighting with the manager? He gets, we're getting more money than him. Yeah. And it happened in Miami the other two or three years ago. Jock Jones, I don't know if you remember him. Well, he got into a fight with one of his ball players because they didn't do this, do that, he's supposed to do this. So he went to the manager, whoever it was that time, I don't pay much attention to Miami, not Mike Redmond. He got fired before he even got hired. And all the men said, well, I can't do nothing about it. You know, if you want to punch him, you don't have to. But, you know, he didn't say, I'll take care of it, nothing like that. You know, Doc had to handle it. He said, not that he wanted to hit him, but when the guy he was trying to figure out what's going on, he kind of shoved him away, you know, one hand. First thing you do, you know, getting pushed, you go back to him, you know. In other words, he's the boss, not the player, but the way they get paid, you know, $60 million, $50 million, I guess they're the boss. You mind him instead of he mind you.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen.
And, I got to say one thing. I don't say, like to blow somebody else's bubble, but we never had no big incidents like that, you know.
That's good.
Now, the only thing, we didn't fight about it or not even discuss it. In them days, back in the, I'd say, late 60s, well, it could go back to 1930, is we never could have beards, or, you know, any kind of facial, no mustache.
Oh, okay.
And that's about the only, how come we can't have this? The big leaguers can have it, when we get to AAA, we can't have it. I didn't make the rules, you know. But now it doesn't make no difference because you could have in AAA or AA or, like I say, we had one ball player. He had such long hair, you know, we tell him to get it cut. And he come back next day with not cut. I say, I don't know whether to kiss you or beat the shit out of you, you know, because they have long hair. You've probably seen on TV, got beards. I couldn't even see the face because he had so much beard on some of these guys. I couldn't see the face.
They got some long beards nowadays.
That's right. I mean,
that seems to be a popular way to go.
But nobody, I'll be honest with you. I think Mr. Polad couldn't come down and say, clean up your act. Because, you know, like I say, he's paying them guys, like, not that it would happen. Joe Mauer, you think, if he had a beard, you think somebody would come up here and say, Joe, shut it, you know, after making $23 million or something like that. Not that Joe would say something bad, but, you know, he knows how much he makes and what could happen, what might happen, but they ain't came back to him and say, we call him Papa Jesus, you know, pretend like Jesus.
Yeah, Joe doesn't say a whole lot.
No, he don't say. He's not, I'm not saying he's a good leader, but he's not. I mean, I can't sugarcoat it. Yeah. I mean, when you lose 103 games like the year before this or whatever it was, you would say, let's have a team meeting or something. And just keep on coming in and signing our gas and jump the whirlpool. Don't ask me why, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe's kind of a quiet guy, and you know, I don't see him as a leader. Were you around when Mike Redmond was the catcher? Or?
Yeah. Me and Mike, we go way back. Matter of fact, when he got signed as the manager for the Marlins,
yep.
He went to Joe's wedding. I think, yeah, Joe's wedding. I seen him up there and said, "Hey, Mike." No, Mark. I get him between Mike Redmond and Mark Redmond. You know, we had two Redmonds. The catcher, I can remember the catcher. And I said, you know, you ain't got a big league team no more? What happened? Well, they got rid of this guy, they got rid of that guy. Huh? He says, hell, I could have stayed in Dunedin with the A team and do this. And poor Red, he just got not over his head. But if you ain't got the players, you can't do much.
That's right.
So he gets the axe, a year and a half. He signed a 3-year contract. I don't feel sorry. I mean, I do feel sorry, but when you're going to get three years of pay and got let 1.5 years, you know, somebody's got to pay for it, you know. But it just happened to be him.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they always talked about Mike running around the clubhouse without any clothes on.
I told somebody that, you know, the time when women gets assaulted and we don't know this and that. And we had one bat boy. Well, I shouldn't say he's a bat boy. He was. We was like 20 or 20. We never could drive a car and get out of college. He was there. And he was, I don't like to use that word. Not stupid, but whatever you say, he does. And the Redmond and Torrey Hunter, a couple guys, was getting on them clubhouse, like you say, undressed and all that. And when you get, he's supposed to go on a date, you know, a week later. And so Mike or Tori or somebody said, well, when you go on a date now, you got to play with this and play with that. And I said, oh my God, it's going there. And he would say the opposite, perfect, same thing. If you say you mess with, not, we say but, your ass or whatever it is. It's okay to pat her on the ass, or if she got big boobs, oh, pat, see how good her boobs are. And I wouldn't say he did, I don't know. Yeah. I'd say that's the worst thing you could tell him, because he's the kind of kid that whatever you say, do, he does. I mean, he was smart enough, old enough to realize you don't do that on your date.
But didn't have a lot of common sense.
No, that's it. See, I might be stupid, but I still have common sense, you know what I mean. And I told Red and I told Tori, I said, it's nice to play around with anybody. You can play around with me. I mean, I wouldn't do anything, you know, nothing bad. But he might come back and do the same thing that you tell him to. That's against the law. Not rules, law. You know, laws can be. The girl could tell their parents and, you know, you're up the creek without a paddle.
Yep.
And if they said, well, Tori said this or Red said that, they go jump on him and, not that they would fire him, but a lawsuit, you may have to give this kid $100,000 or something like that.
But, sure.
You know, some things you use common sense. You know,
yeah.
Just play around with kids, you know, something. Go out there and hit fungos, it's okay. But don't do this, you know, tell your girlfriend or might be your girlfriends or stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And
get in trouble.
Well, like I say, even in the, I wish the commissioner of baseball would come in, not because of Twins. There's 29 other clubs or 31, whatever they've got. And when they play this music, and I'm not criticizing the music, but like you say, shooting the gun, you know, we're going to shoot the gun and the blacks are the N-word and something like that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they like their music and I like my music and some things, if the wrong person comes in, or the wrong person on the team, you know, a black person or so, something like that, it might be okay for the other 29 or the other 10 black guys who don't mind it. And it might pick, it could be a black guy, nothing against that, I'm not picking that, who might not like that, you know, or it might be a nice Christian boy, play ball, just, you know, get upset.
Yeah, it's, you never know, you know, how any person takes
what
someone else says.
Well, like I say, it used to be, of course, it can't happen now because of the, the press and stuff like that. Yeah. And when you talk about anything, and it, what you hear in the clubhouse is supposed to be stayed in the clubhouse, and somehow it leaks out, you know, like anything else. And, you know, I know this is freedom of speech, but you can't, there ain't no more freedom of speech. You know, you can walk down the street and you get a little misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You say, like, you know, the N-word. The next thing you know, they're going to haul you to jail. You know, some guy down the street said, hey, this guy said the N-word. I'm just talking. It's supposed to be the freedom of speech. And you can talk to yourself or shout it accidentally. You know, you get, you fall down, and first thing you say is a cuss word. When you, like me, if I fall down, first thing come out, damn this, damn that. Yeah. And they take it, you know, abusive, you know, thinking that.
Sure.
Said, that's when you say it to yourself, you know.
Yep.
When you fall down, you first word that comes out of your mouth is freak this, freak that, and not to the public, but, you know, when you fall down, you, you know.
Yeah.
Why did I fall down? You never say, why did I fall down? You just say, hell with this, and damn this.
Yeah.
I know this don't have much to do with baseball, but.
No, no. Do you enjoy watching the game of baseball itself?
I did. I honestly like watching it. I even, in the minors, I used to go down the, in the bullpen, kind of throw around and, you know, play like I'm a pitcher. You know, there's nothing to do until somebody gets hurt. So instead of just sitting there, it's good to watch it. But, you know, I like to keep active and get on these guys. And
sure.
I might get in the clubhouse. In Double A, if you're losing, you don't mind saying, what'd you do wrong or something like that. You know, big league, you say something, they think you're a nut. And so I go in and out there and just, you know, I did that when I was with Gordy for at least 10 or 11 years. I used to sit in the bullpen. But since we came over here, you never can tell when it rains, but I just used to sit in the clubhouse when I'm doing my work. When I didn't go home, I just did my job because nothing against the kids, but they got other things to do, and I got nothing to do except looking for walls, so I put all the laundry in the wash.
It's interesting.
Well, like I say, when I was a trainer, I had to, in case somebody hurt their toenails or something like that. I was, one time, you can't afford it. Every time you go to the bathroom, accidents, somebody's always getting hurt on the phone. Not, well, in them days, we didn't have these phones right now like that.
Yeah.
But it seemed like every time we get to go to the bathroom or get ice cream, you know, get some nourishment, hey, somebody got hurt. Somebody got hurt. How did they get hurt? We're supposed to be playing offense, not defense, you know. We're supposed to be in the batter's box. Yeah. How many guys are going to get hit in the head?
Yep. So, what other kind of stories did you want to share?
Like I say, one thing is, before I got thrown out of a ball game, I was in Columbus, Georgia, and the manager was, we were sitting in the dugout and close play, I'm probably calling him safe or something, but opposite. So Gordy says, who was manager? Harry Warner, one of my good buddies. He was a manager on the Double A team. He said, ain't you going to say something? I'm probably missed the play. And I said, that's a good idea. Hey, Joe, I knew the umpire personally. He says, I said, that he was safe or out, opposite of what it was. He says, one more word out of you and I'll throw you out. I said, all I was telling you, Mr. You're out of the game. And in them days, you didn't find guys. So they send you a telegram. And so when I was at the hotel, they stayed at the same hotel. He says, oh, Mr. Hathaway, you got a telegram. I thought the connects came from the same umpire. And I looked and looked. I knew I wasn't going to get fined. They didn't find in them days. They sent you a letter. And so when I went to the ballpark that night, I remember I talked to him. I said, Jimmy, or whatever his name was, I said, that wasn't a real telegram. Yes, it was. How you know? Well, he sent, Mr. Bragan sent you a letter. I said, you made a mistake. What do you mean? First thing you didn't do when you sent that telegram, we were supposed to sign it, you know, sign Jimmy Bragan. You forgot to put his name on it. You think he's going to send a telegram without putting his name on it? And then he started laughing. He said, yeah, your manager, Mr. Warner, told me he's going to get you thrown out of the game. I said, I mean, I was a little nervous, but I knew eventually that they might, you know, give you a letter or something, you know, like a recommendation, but 90% of the time they never find anybody unless it's you punch out the umpire or really do something bad to get. In them days, most you get fined is $10 if you're lucky. You know, because we could.
Salaries were a lot lower back then, though.
And like I say, most of the time it's in the clubhouse when I get funny, you know, saying it ain't your fault, it's just like that. I can't say, I'm not me personally. I'm just.